Today's share in the Dear Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamud Ches Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Yemir Tzashem today, Simen Reish Chav Gimel. The wonderful halachos, if a person is zochet to have his wife give birth to a child, and other inyanim in this regard, making Shech Yonu, making the Baruch of Atov V'Ametiv, and we begin with the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Baruch Hashem, Yolda Ishto Zocher, if a person gives birth, his wife gives birth to a male child, so he has to make the bracha. We'll see his wife also has to make the bracha. Mevarech Hatov V'Ametiv. V'gam Hi Tzricha L'Varach Kein. Both the husband and the wife, the mother and the father, they both make the bracha of Hatov V'Ametiv. The stomach one could be Motzi the other one. If the father were to make the bracha, the mother could listen and answer Amen and have in mind to be Yotze. If he intended to be Motzi, or that would work as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph explains, Va'afilu lo ro'a bi'atzmo, he hasn't yet seen the child. Rak shama kishoyo bi'racheres. For example, he's in one city, she's in another city, and he got word that she gave birth. One can still make this bracha, v'chein b'meh shemavur b'siv beis, and we'll have similar halachas in this nature in Sif beis and tomorrow shir mitzvah shem. We already discussed in yesterday's share some of the concepts of a shmua, of hearing something. It has to be from a person that you trust, that it's an accurate person, a person that's highly reliable. He has to have seen it himself as opposed to hearing it hearsay himself, hearing it from somebody else. He has to see it directly and has to be trustworthy for this shmua idea to work. Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschul, Yod Ilshto, tells us a fantastic idea as well from the Elyar Rabbah. Shehevi B'Shem Sefer Chasidim. Brings down the name of the Sefer Chasidim. The same din applies kishenola livno ulevito bein for a grandparent, a grandfather, grandmother, when their children give birth. So this is true that the grandparent can make the brach of hatova hametiv. And he even goes so far as to say that if this happens to somebody that you really care about, and they're a tzaddik and a chassid, and they have a child, so you can also make this bracha. However, the Chofetz Chaim continues and he says lamaisa. There are many that disagree with this, and he says, yes, sir, poskim lo niskar dover zeh. This din from the Sefer Chasidim is not brought down by other poskim, and the Chofetz Chaim concludes, v'tov l'mayit bebrachos elu. One should limit these types of brachos, bedover shlo niskar behedja. One should therefore limit and not say such brachos unless they're specifically indicated or mentioned in the poskim, and therefore a grandparent who has tremendous simcha in this situation should say the bracha without shemu malchus, and certainly would be yotzi mimar shach, even if it was obligated, she was obligated to do so. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Beis writes, this is for Zachar. We specifically only make on a male child this bracha of Atova Meitiv. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Midisosmu HaPoskim, since the Poskim don't discuss this, Mashma Dafilu Hayulo Kama Zacharim, that this din applies that you make a Tova Meitiv on a male child is even if you have prior male children. And even Vitoev Shivali Lobas, and even if the father really wanted a girl, in order Kideshi Yekai Mitzvah Spiri Verivya, nevertheless, you still make Hatov Ametiv on a male child that's born. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Hachi, even though you really wanted a girl, Im no let bas, ain mevarech hazeh. You don't make the Baruch Hatov Ametiv on having a girl. We'll see that you do make a Shech Yanu. It's not knocking Chas V'Shalom, the birth of a girl versus the value of birth of a girl versus the birth of a boy, Chas V'Shalom. It's just that these brachos, Hatov Ametiv and Shech Yanu, were set up by Chazal for a boy and a girl, respectively. The issue number 3 brings down indeed, even if somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a baby born to them after many years of not being able to have children, and he has a girl. So Yashiv Zatzal brings down, in that situation, maybe you can make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. However, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, in that situation, you still can't make HaTov HaMeitiv, because that's not what Chazal set up. And likewise, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Chazal lo tiknu levarach alei des bas hatov ametiv. As much as you may want to, and as much as you may be happy, Chazal will not masaki in a brach of hatov ametiv on the birth of a girl, and therefore ain levarach af im lo hayu lo klal yelodim kodem kein. Even if a person, unfortunately, has not been able to have children for many years, and now Baruch Hashem is able to have children and has a girl, so you make a tremendous shechayanu, you give tremendous hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the brach hatov ametiv is not appropriate. And that indeed is what the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he continues and he says, Mikol Moko, certainly, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nearly, Parshatim, upon Rishon, Kishiroh, saw Mevarach Becha Shechianu. Of course, as soon as you see the girl, you make the Brach of Shechianu in your great thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue for number 5 brings down again the grandparent question. It brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, who says that a grandparent, when he sees the grandchild for the first time, boy or girl, Ein Levarach should not make the bracha Shechianu, because she'ein lanu ela chidush al Mishnah Berurah, because we only have the Mishnah Berurah over here who tells us that we should make the Shechianu, and therefore we should not make it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissan Karolitz and Chaim Kanievsky, both Shlita. Why did the Mishnah Berurah, so to say, be mechadish that you make the Shechianu on the girl? Because he says, "Demi gara, mimi shiro es chaveru le'achas shloshim yom v'sameach b'riyaso de'bevarach Shechianu." He says the halach is that if you see somebody you haven't seen and you like them, you haven't seen them for 30 days, you're technically allowed to make a Shechianu. And therefore, as we'll learn in Siman Reish Chav Hey Sif Aleph, so certainly over here, when the first time you're seeing your brand new daughter, certainly one would be permitted to make a Shechianu. Dishavut number 7 brings down that it's a little bit different, because if you haven't seen a friend ever, even though you've been corresponding with them, you don't make a Shechianu when you see them for the first time. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Prima Gadim, Shekivin Biririos Yaldo, Vada Yesh Lo Simcha, Afshalo Ro Meolim, since by seeing your daughter the first time, even though you've never seen her before, Bishum Kach Tzorich Levarech Ariyoso Shechianu, therefore it's appropriate to go and make a Shechianu the first time you see your daughter. He then brings down a very interesting scenario. If they mistakenly brought you a girl and you thought it's your daughter, and you made a Shechianu, and afterwards it's clear that they made a mistake and they brought you the wrong baby, and now they bring you the right baby, so the Shelus Shuv Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal, brings down Chayiv L'Varach Shuv Kishiro Es Bito Amitis, that you have to go and make a new Shechianu when you really see your daughter for the first time. The issue for number 6 has a number of interesting ideas as well. He brings down that many other Gedolim hold like the Mishnah Berurah over here that say you should make a Shechianu when you see your daughter for the first time. He brings down the Ketzos HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Both say, Shemish Roa Pam Rishon Ez Bito Shenoldo V'nana V'sameach Mevarach Shechianu. Why didn't the earlier sages go and also write this down? Why is this, so to say, B'mechadish over here by the Chavetz Chaim and other earlier Achronim? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe writes, She'ein Zem Yishum Shem Chol K'nakach. It's not that anybody disagreed with this. He wants to suggest, Merob Shitusam Shaladvarm. It was so obvious to them that you made a Shechianu, they didn't feel it necessary to write this down. Further in the footnote, number 6, he brings down what happens if somebody has a boy and a girl. He has twins, Baruch Hashem. So Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita brings down that you should make Hatova Meitiv, and that exempts you from having to make the Shechianu. Because he says, technically, you could probably be Yotze with Hatova Meitiv on the girl as well, and therefore, one bracha here would suffice. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, no, you should make a separate Shechianu the first time you see your daughter, because he says the bracha Atov HaMeitiv doesn't work. Likewise, if somebody by mistake made the bracha Atov HaMeitiv on his daughter, so Rav Nissan Karolitz says, Shimtov, V'choshev, Shenol Obein, he thought he had a boy, and it turns out it was a girl, then Tzarech, Lachzol, V'roch, Shechianu, B'riyoso. Then he has to go make a Shechianu when he sees his daughter for the first time. However, if the mistake was that he knew he had a girl, he thought you're supposed to make a Tova Meitiv, he says, then you don't make a Shechianu, because b'diavad, you could be Yotzi with that Tova Meitiv, the Nissan Karolitz Shlita Lishitaso, from the previous statement that I made. Likewise, if somebody had a son, and he made a Shechianu instead of a Tova Meitiv, so the Eshel of Rami B'chach brings down that he would be Yotzi his Chova as well. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita. Tisha Foot number 8 brings down Rachmona Litzlan, if somebody gave birth to a child that has serious medical problems, and while the parents are obviously happy at the birth of this child, but there's a certain level of sadness over here, then he would not make the bracha Atova Meitiv. Kivun She'ein Aviv V'imo Smechem Bileidoso, they can't be fully happy over here. Others disagree and say that even while they may be mitzdar a lot right now, however, they will eventually come to grow and love this child. Be'ezus Hashem, the child should have a refuah shleima. The child will be as healthy as possible. Sometimes, obviously, there are illnesses and problems that cannot be corrected. But nevertheless, the family will come to love this child. V'lo yimseru l'mosad b'shum ofen, and they probably will not give the child away to an institution to care for them, unless nebuch, it's so sad. And therefore, nirish etzrichim levarach hatov ha-meitiv. And this is the opinion of Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. Although he does conclude, hakol lefi inyan, it really depends on the circumstances. Likewise, if somebody gave birth, Dishafut number 9, to twins, but the first twin has come out, so Rav Nissan Karolitz Shlita says you should wait until the second child comes out before you make the bracha of Atov Yametiv. If indeed you did make the bracha after the first child came out, he says you should make a second bracha after the second child comes out, and this is the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky as well. There are a number of other important scenarios that are discussed in many of these long Dirshu footnotes over here, Ayin in all of them. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. He says the reason why we make the bracha Atov HaMeitiv, it means Atov Lo, it's good for you. The Nichle Bezacha, because you're happy obviously with the male child. The Gam Tov Lo, and it's also good for your wife. Shigam La Nicha Beven Zacha. She's also happy having a boy. And as we pointed out, even if they've already had many boys and they really wanted a girl, Chazal set up the bracha v'yatova meitiv for a boy. Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Prima Godim, I am Prima Godim, Dafilum lo berach tekev kishishoma, even if he didn't make the bracha right away, person didn't know this halacha, he was so caught up in his excitement, he didn't remember to make the bracha. So then, gam kein, yivarech l'kol yama, you're allowed to go make the bracha still at a later point in time, because the goodness, the wonderful sensation and feeling that you have still continues. The issue foot number 11 brings down a wide range of opinions as to, does that go on forever or not? From the Moruk Tzia says it has to be within the first 3 days or else you can't make it with Shemu Malchus, all the way down to the end of the footnote, he brings from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shev Shalavar, Kozman, Sheshlo Simcha Briyasa. As long as he's still happy about seeing the child, if you never made the bracha, one could still mistama make the bracha at any point in time. And he points out that even if you only saw the child once and now you forgot to make the bracha then, and now you're home and you remind yourself that you should make the bracha, he says it's perfectly okay to make the bracha then because you're still very, very happy from the original seeing of your child. Now we go to the Ramah, a very sad din. If a person's wife were to pass away during childbirth, so then you don't make the bracha v'atova meitiv, mevarach shechianu, then you can only make a shechianu on the birth of the child, because unfortunately, because you don't have your wife, Nebuch, lo aleinu, rachmona litzlan, to enjoy that wonderful simcha of the birth of the child. And he says as well, v'chein im meisa av kodim shelidito, if the father, Rachmana, passes away before the child is born, so then the mother also can't make the bracha v'atova meitiv, him v'arecha shechianu, she also can only make a shechianu. And he says, k'nira li liyashiv harashba simin reish memhei. And in this way, this will reconcile the Rashba and simin reish memhei, which the Ber Heitiv in Oz Gimel tells us, is that the Rashba says you make a shechianu separate from the tova meitiv. Mishnah Berurah in Sivka and Dalet writes, Yesh Omrim, Da Mechaber Polig Al Zeh. There are those who want to suggest that the Ramah mentions this din, implying that the Mechaber disagrees with it. Usvir Alei, Da Filu Mesa Ishto Belilito, Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv, implying that the Mechaber would say that even if Rachmana Litzlan, the person's wife, passed away during childbirth, that you would still have the husband the obligation to say HaTov HaMeitiv. The Chazer Svir Alei Gamken HaTaz Ladina, and in fact, this is the way the Taz holds Lemaisa. The Tamush HaTaz, the reasoning behind the Taz is, Mikol Mokum Yesh LaTova Shashira Zoch B'Yolim, because one could argue that even though the wife Nebuch Rachmana Litzlan Lo Aleinu has passed away, so in this situation she still has left a male child in the world, so it's still a good thing. And that's Ayin Shom. Look what the Taz explains. However, B'Moruk Tzia, Rav Yaakov Emden Zatzal, in the Moruk Tzia, Poligazet disagrees with this idea of the Taz. And he says, D'birchas HaTova Meitiv Niskan Rak Al Hanoa Gashmis. This is not a spiritual bracha. This is a practical bracha. Are you getting Hanoa over here? Then you make the bracha HaTova Meitiv. Not that there's a spiritual Hanoa over here. V'lo Al Hanoa No Ruch Nis Levad. And you don't make this on, oh, I have a child in the world, so therefore, even though the mother, Rachman Islan, has passed away, the father can still say, there's a Ruch Nis Hanoa over here, HaTova Meitiv, to the mother. Everybody passes over here like the Ramah, not like this Taz over here. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil Bilidita brings down from this language that the Ramah used, Miloshu Zeh Mashma L'chora, the Mesa Eze Shah Achar Le'edosa V'hu Lo Berach Adayin, that if the mother didn't die immediately during childbirth, but Nebuch, she died a few hours later, then Yochel Varach Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, one could make the Bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. That's what it seems to say, because it only says specifically the Ramah in childbirth, but not afterwards, because the mother did get Hanoah in this world. However, the Chofetz Chaim says that's not correct. The Kivan Shekodim Sheberach Mesa, because you did not make the bracha while she was still alive, and therefore she's not getting Hanoah right now, so you can't say Atova Meitiv. By the way, the Chofetz Chaim over here in Dibra Maskel, Bir Halacha, Zocher V'chulei, says, Ladina Yesh La'ayin, he questions him, Yesh Lo Kama Banim, if a person did have multiple sons first, the Ein Lo Bas, he doesn't have a daughter, and he really wants a daughter, V'toiv Shetivali Lo Bas, and he really wanted a daughter, V'nola Lo Bein, and now he has a child that's a boy, so Im Yesh Lo Levarach Bechaz HaTov, he says he's not sure if you're allowed to make the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv in this situation. Why? The Sof HaDover, bottom line is, Lo Nichalei B'Zoch, he really wasn't happy that he has a Zocher. And he says, he leaves this open to question, can you make the bracha v'atova meitiv? If you really wanted a girl, and you had a boy, you have the multiple boys, maybe you can't make the bracha v'atova meitiv. The issue foot number 13 does point out, we've already mentioned this previously, you certainly can't make a baruch dayin emes in this situation. Baruch dayin emes is reserved for when you had something and it's taken away, rachmona litzlan. Here, you never had a girl taken away, so therefore you can't make the bracha baruch dayin emes upon the fact that you did not have a girl, but you only had a boy. I should have read the Mishnah Berurah on this Siv Katan Hey first before I read the Bir Halacha, because in Siv Katan Hey the Mishnah Berurah says Miloshim Zeh Mashma L'Chora D'Meisa Eiza Shos Achel Eidasa Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah brings down this concept or this thought that if the mother did survive for a little bit of time, then maybe the husband could still make HaTov HaMeitiv, because Mikol Mokum Nicho Ilo Mikodim Shemesu, because she did get some Hanoah beforehand. However, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, I in Bir Halacha, what I just told you, that he seems to conclude, no, that you should not in this situation make the bracha tova meitiv, because Nebuch right now she's not getting at the time that you're going to make the bracha tova meitiv, she's not there to get this gashmius hanor. And as we pointed out, we don't make it on a ruchnius hanor that she knows in the olam emes that she has a child in this world. Now we go to Sivkot and Vav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah, who says that if Rachman Aslan, the mother, died in childbirth, you can't make the Hatova Metiv on the boy, but you do make a Shechianu. He says, Alei Ditzabein. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is for the child that's born. Elish Mitchilot, Tzorech Lahakdin Lavarach Dayin HaEmes HaMisasa. But of course, first you should make Rachman Aslan Lo Aleinu, you should make the Baruch Dayin HaEmes Bracha with full Shemu Malchus on the Petira of his wife. The Birchas Dayin HaEmes Hichova. That one should come first, because that's an absolute obligation, as we already learned in yesterday's Shir Kidel, Basim Reish Chav Beis, Siv Gimel. And he says, the bracha she'achiyanu, yesh omrim she'en el rishus, as we've already described as well, and as we'll see in the Mitzvah Shem in a moment, ulelekamei, as we'll see in a moment, not everybody agrees that you have to make the she'achiyanu. It's a mitzvah too, you're allowed to, certainly, it's a good idea too, but it's not a chiyav, so therefore the chiyav bracha of dayin ha'emes takes precedence to the somewhat optional bracha, albeit a great mitzvah, of she'achiyanu. And that really explains the next line in the Ramah, where the Ramah says, V'yesha kosu she'nagu l'hakel b'vracha zu she'na chove el rishus. And this is why the Chavetz Chaim in Os Zayin in the Shaar HaTzion explains, Zeu kavanas ha'ramah she'kosav u'mizeh nispashet b'chule. Why did the Ramah over here say, as a result of what we just learned, the minhag has come about that we're makel on this bracha of Shechianu, because it's not a chova, because it's not an obligation. It's a permissible thing, a good thing, a rishus, but not an obligation. And that's why the Ramah says, Umizen is spashet shirabim mekilim be'lo brachos. People mistakenly, as we'll see, aren't careful with these brachos because they think it's only a rishus and therefore one shouldn't do it. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Zayin explains, Pirush, Virchs Shechianu, he says, this bracha of Shechianu, Mimneshi rak rishus, it's only, relatively speaking, a rishus permissible. As we've already explained in yesterday's shiur, here's where the Mishnah Berurah says it, that the bracha of Shechianu is made on a recurring event, a seasonal event. Every sukkah, you make a Shechianu. Every time you hear the shofar blowing, you make a Shechianu. So that's a coming on a once-a-year type of basis, comes at a regular time. So that's when you make the Shechianu. That's when Chazar really set up the bracha of Shechianu. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah says people were very makel. They thought that it's always a rishus, unless it's a regularly scheduled bracha, like a Shechianu on a moed. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Avol Eino Nachum, that's not right. The Maidi Itmar B'Gemara, she Rishus Itmar. Only in those situations where the Gemara says it's a Rishus, is it really a Rishus? And there, Shifut number 12 adds over here, and he says, the Gam Bircha Shechianu, the Bir Halacha explains in Siman Reish Yud Tes, She'en HaKavon she Rishus Lagamri, it doesn't really mean it's a Rishus. Elo She'eno Chiyov Kol Kach, you're not obligated to say it. Abol mitzvah levarach yesh b'zeh, but certainly there's a mitzvah to say it. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Chav Hey is going to add, Shirushus haynu shim lo mevarach eno nena shal kach. When we say it's a rishus, it means that if you don't make the bracha, you're not going to be punished. Abol mikol makom roi li zoyer shalol levatol. A certain person should certainly be very careful not to say over here Shechianu. When you're allowed to say Shechianu, you should rush and you should be thrilled to make the bracha of Shechianu. It's a big mitzvah. We just begin quickly, Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Meis Aviv, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody's father passes away. So then we learn the famous halacha, the person has to make the bracha with Shem U'malchus, Bracha Toshem, Lokin U'malchalon, Dayon Ha'emes. The person makes this bracha, Rachmana Litzlan, when he loses his father or his mother, or as we'll see, anybody that he's supposed to sit Shiva for, the Zayin Krovin, the seven relatives. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains Huadin Shara Demkoshi. This is true not only for the seven relatives, but this is technically true for any righteous individual who passes away. Shadim Itzdar Love, and you're personally bothered by the loss of that person. Dehu Bechlau Shmus Rose. This is included in the bad news that we learned in yesterday's shir. Doesn't only mean a parent or somebody that you have to sit Shiva for, the Sayin Krovim, but it really includes any bad news as we've already explained in yesterday's shir. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mi Huolam Noagim Lavarach Bloshe Mumachus. The world doesn't doesn't make it with Shem Umachus when they hear bad news. The Eino Nochel, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's not really right. And he says, "Val koponim al Talmud Chacham shemes." And certainly, he says, if a great Talmud Chacham passes away, shetzarich bevade lisonein ulismamer al zeh, a person should be very sad and upset about this, and he should say baruch dayan emes v'shem umachus. Dechen al krovu shechay lisabel aleim. And likewise, all the zayin krovim, vada yasker a bracha v'shem umachus. You certainly should make this bracha v'shem umachus. We should not know this bracha except lahagdil toru la'adira. That concludes today's shir.